Hi, Corey here for another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. I'm here with Claude.
Claude.
Got it right that time. I'm here with this guy. And he is going to tell us a little bit about the DevTest Lab. This is an AzureCon special. So AzureCon is going on today. And he demoed this, depending on where you are in time-wise, he just demoed this on stage today. So tell me a little bit about what this is, why it's cool, how it's going to help infrastructure as a service and virtual machines.
Right. So basically, what you do in a DevTest Lab, it's a subset of Azure.
Yes.
So where you can go and set an environment where all your developers and your tester can work. What's different than going to just generic Azure is that in that lab or in that subsection, you can actually set some policies in there. For example, number of VMs you can have for your team.
Got it.
You can set also some automation to shut down VMs based on which VMs you want up or down.
Yeah.
And actually for developer, another aspect that's important is really what you want to do in your dev and test environment is test your latest build. So you can actually directly from your build go and create in the lab everything you need with your latest bits on it. So refresh them automatically.
Super cool.
We've been using it internally for quite a bit, yeah. And one of the things the developers really, really like is in the morning, we have the divisional build that creates the environment. So actually, developers just come in, they pick a VM, and everything's already there.
And they just
don't, they don't need to wait to install Visual
Very
Studio,
cool.
install Fiddler, install any third-party tools, and their own bits are already
they
there.
They just launch.
You just go ahead and go forward.
Very cool. So just to make sure I understand, I mean, you know, when I work with enterprises or small or large companies,
right.
They're really excited about using the cloud for dev tests,
yeah.
right? They just the agility, you know, you pay for just exactly what you use,
yeah.
down to the minute. This is the minute. Down to the minute for every single VM that's running, which is awesome. And so what now you guys have done with a free service, if I'm not incorrect. So
yes,
it's a free service on top of the running machines. You guys have now added all of this technology to make that so much easier to use, to be able to put quotas or ability to stop and start them based on scheduling, to be able to make sure that those companies that really want to use this agility
right.
can actually use it.
Yeah.
Is that sort of a good way to describe it, or did I misunderstand?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah.
And part of it is also to really optimize the cost. Like, for example, if you want a test environment with, you want to test multiple browsers and,
yeah.
and you need in an hour, then actually we can really automate the creation of them, and then when you don't use it, you can just go and the system will shut them down for you.
Cool.
And again, for a team versus another team versus another team, the rules and the automation you want to set might be different. However, if you set up, for example, the definition of your system and how it deploys, that we can share across different labs and different teams.
Got it. And with the identity that controls all of that sharing?
Yes.
Is it just Azure Active Directory that does all that?
It's with Azure Active Directory.
Fantastic. Got it. So, okay.
So you don't need, you just need to have your Azure subscription. And you can actually, some customers actually use it to have a golden image that they have subcontractors using so they can connect to the lab. And again, as long as they give them access
Play
to the lab,
there.
They can go in there and at the time they integrate between
yeah.
internal and external or a different
How
subcontractor.
Cool.
It's all the same golden image
That's
everybody
really
works
cool.
with.
That's really cool. So that very cool. So with that same Active Directory, no charge, you come in and you can just use this.
Right.
You said you actually have a demo that you're going to show me today. Is that should we go to that?
Yeah, we can go to the demo.
Let's go to the demo. All right, here we go. So let's zoom in here.
Here I am in the Azure portal. And from there, as we said, the lab is a new construct where you can actually define everything you need for your team to work. So if you look, for example, in a typical environment, in an enterprise, you would have a number of labs and every team would have the labs that they require to put all the VMs and everything that they need to work. So in my case, I'm part of the Fabricam team, and I'll go into the lab. I decided to pin it on my desktop here so that it's easy for me to just to get in there. So when I get in the lab, the first thing you see is actually the list of VMs that I have that are my VMs for me to go and work with. Those VMs, some of them are stopped, and again, they can be stopped through some policy, and some of them are running. So if I look, probably the fastest way for me to get to a VM is just to go from the list, pick an existing one, and just connect to it, and basically I can go and start working on those. And those VMs actually can be created with all the different artifacts that I need on them, be it my pieces of code or common tools, and I'll show in a minute how we get them at creation on the VM. So one of the common patterns we see is actually to have those VMs to be created as part of the build process. So you run your build, the build creates the VM with your latest version, and then basically have those available for you to create VMs from, or actually directly create the VM, and you just pick them and start working with them. One of the other way you can create a VM, if one of the existing one or one created automatically for you is not what you're looking for, you want to install something differently, or you've made some changes during the day and you want to create a new fresh VM to go test your latest version of the code, then what you can do is actually just start from scratch and create a new lab VM. So I'll give mine a name. Since I have no imagination, I'll use Claude. And then I can pick a base VM as a base configuration. So I'll take a Linux base. If you notice in there, I'll just go back. You can start with a fresh one, or you can see that some of the ones here, those are actually templates that were created that represent the latest versions that we have that are used to create automatically. So if I wanted to create just with the latest build, I would pick this guy, just say okay, and I'm done. Two clicks and I get a new VM with the latest version on. But let's, in this case, what I want is to pick a few different things instead. So I could go and, again, pick my base. And then from there, I would pick a size, and you'll notice when I pick the size here, I'm limited to those three sizes available. And that's one of the features in the lab where we can pre-select what is available for the lab. And then from there, I'll go and add a number of artifacts that I want to have in there. So these artifacts are, for example, if I want to run a specific bash script that will install something I have, or if I want to use the result of a Jenkins project that actually contains my app on it, or an interface with, let's say, some of our existing systems. So the idea there is that we have a number of these pre-done artifacts. And if you'll notice quickly, some of them come from the public repository. So those are ones that we have available in a GitHub public repo that you can actually take, save, and then modify and save your modification in your own repo so that you add your own artifacts. So somebody once on the team takes the basics, let's say running a bash or deploying from Jenkins or from VSO if you're using VSO, for example, for your build. And then modifying it and then adding it to the lab, so everybody else just goes, and when they want to add something, they just, you know, pick and say, yep, I want a MongoDB on this guy. In this case, I have nothing else to add. I want to add my Jenkins project in there. And then again, here I have, you know, we have our fab project here, and start composing what you have in your VM. Here, what's interesting is you can also go and change the order in which these things will get installed once you have them. And basically, you've just composed what your VM will be. One of the interesting thing for that is that when you compose these, we actually generate an Azure Resource Management template. So what you have is an ARM template, and then you can reuse that later on in your pipeline, the exact same definition. And you can save it as a template, as we saw, so that you can recreate other VMs, or somebody else on your team can create those. One of the other interesting aspects on the lab that we talked earlier is this idea of being able to self-provision. And often self-provisioning is this ability, as you've seen, of presetting some artifacts and templates that you can use and start with, but also to give the sense of for the company to let the dev teams go and create what they want. We find in some cases the dev teams themselves want to have some control and be able to manage their own cost, whether it's for themselves or it's coming from more the corporate side. But the key here is that we're able to set some target spending that we have, and then at different threshold, we're able to put whether, you know, we don't want to take any actions, we want to set an alert, or we actually want to block adding anything else to the lab or actually start the provisioning. So the idea there is that with these cost threshold, it gives us the ability and the sense of security of not going out and being afraid of burning through our budget faster than we want, and keep our cost in some sort of in control. As we've shown also here, we're able to go and set which size of VMs are available in the lab. So again, as the admin, those are the three we had selected. We can set a max number of VMs per user, and again, that may be based on what makes sense for our team. So basically, we decide that if we have 5 VM each or 10 VM each, that should be sufficient for us to run our normal conduct of business. And the idea here is to help you yourself being able to keep the number you have. So we see, and specifically on-prem, people start creating a lot of VM and not cleaning the older one. So putting a max per user makes it so that the developers, when they need new VMs, they can go and basically look at the ones they already have and then stop using the one they have and repurpose the slot they have for one with what they need. One of the other things you can do in the lab is actually set a shutdown automation. And the goal here is basically if you enable the shutdown is to allow you to say, for example, at 7 p.m., we're going to go and shut down every machine that's there. Actually, on every machine themselves, you can specify an opt out so that specific VM will not be affected by the policy, and that will make sense for test VMs and VMs that you use for build. But for most VM that you create and use during the day, we can ensure that we can close them. And again, coming shortly, we'll have the ability to start them automatically on schedule and add actually a few more options on that. So the main point with these is really to help you as a team control your cost. That enables self-provisioning so that the team can go and create VMs really within minutes for what they need to do the work. They don't need to go through that request process. And then again, add the different artifacts that you want once so that then everybody on the team can start using them.
Man, that was a great demo. That's really great to see. It looks like it's going to be really powerful, really great for customers. So any last words about sort of the announcement today, anything that you... what's this?
Sign up.
Yeah. Oh. So
I'm getting signals from the producer off stage. So,
yeah.
Yes.
So it is now publicly available. So you can you can go to Azure and sign up for it. There's a sign up process. So you just request access, and then within a few days, you'll get access. And we'll take a certain number of limited users. And as we go, we'll take more and more users, basically. So first come, first serve.
Awesome. So you better get in quick. I know that I'm going to go sign up immediately to make sure that I get in. So, hey, Cloud, thank you so much for the time. This has been great. And thank you for building such a great service. And thank you for joining us today on this special edition of Tuesdays with Corey, which, of course, you can ask questions or comments at hashtag AzureTWC. Hope you enjoyed the other announcements at AzureCon. I'll be going through them pretty comprehensively in a future edition, but today thought it's important to give this special session, and hope you enjoyed it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, everyone.
There you go. Bye-bye.
Demo's done.
Beautiful. Demo's done.
Man, right. Was I good at that demo.
God, that's
it's
a good
the
demo.
Best demo I've done.
That was... Wait, did you want me to roll now, or you want to...
I haven't stopped.
Did you want to zoom back out and have it be... You got it already?
Don't.